Let's hear from a doctor who may have inadvertently helped launch America's opioid epidemic.
This has recently been a matter of a lot of angst for me.
Dr. Herschel Jick's 1980 letter to the editor in the New England Journal of Medicine was only 100 words long. The letter said the patients receiving small doses of opioids for acute pain, closely supervised in hospitals, had little risk of addiction.
It was almost totally inconsequential at the time. And only years and years later, that letter was used to advertise by new companies that were pushing out new pain drugs.
Yeah, this month, 37 years later, the New England Journal of Medicine added an editor's note. It said Herschel Jick's long ago letter was wrongly cited hundreds of times to justify prescribing opioids for longer lasting chronic conditions. Dr. Jick told me that was never his intent. So you were looking at and I guess concluded that addiction was pretty rare among patients hospitalized who got opioids.
That's exactly what it was. They were sitting in the hospital. They had no prior history of addiction. And under those circumstances, with those drugs that were around there, it was rare to come on while they're in the hospital.
You're saying that there's a difference between when you receive these drugs in the hospital versus as an outpatient or treating, you know, chronic pain over months and years?
The people are completely different. People who get addicted are addicted on the outside. They have a lot of chronic pain or they somehow get hooked or whatever.
So when did you first realize that your letter was being cited in the drug industry?
I was sort of amazed. None of the companies came to me to talk to me about the letter or the use as an ad. And I suddenly realized that there was this big thing going on. And if you believe the New England Journal, this was all blamed on that seven-line letter to the editor.
Do you think they're right? I mean, this was really a revolution in medicine in many ways, using opioids to treat pain. Do you think your letter played this big a role?
I have no idea how big a role it should have played, but it was used by drug companies who created these new opioids and concluded that they were not addictive. But that's not in any shape or form what we suggested in our letter.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, to be honest, I'm mortified because we have published roughly 400 papers on drug safety, but never before have we had one that got into such a bizarre and unhealthy situation.
I mean, obviously you did not intend for these drug companies to ever use it as an ad. But now that you know what a disaster this has been, the number of addictions and number of deaths, I mean, do you have any regrets about writing those words at all?
Well, the answer is fundamentally sure. The letter itself wasn't of value to health and medicine in and of itself. So if I could take it back, if I knew then what I know now, I would never have published it. It wasn't worth it.
Dr. Jick, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Herschel Jick is Director Emeritus of Boston University's School of Public Health.